Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, Thursday, April 6, 2023. With me, of course, Eric the Tech and Lady the Studio Dog at my right. With me also is Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, qfiles.tv, as well as Gen 6. Folks, go to stevequayle.com, bookmark that website. Make sure you take advantage of all of the offerings that Steve has. The private briefings, man, I'm going to tell you something. You need that really to know what's going on ahead of time. Much of, as I look back at this, much of what he had given to us, the subscribers of private briefings, 7, 8, 9 months ago, happening now. And I appreciate that because that really prepares you for what's ahead. Hey, gold reaching new yearly highs. Silver about to break through, but yet we have another part of this as well. And that's, we are watching, as far as I can see, we're watching many Americans participating in their own demise. But even more importantly, in the bigger aspect of this, is there is this demonic convergence that exists and all hell is coming through the gates. Yes, I said gates, meaning gates of hell, but also meaning gates, you know, gates. Which brings me to new medical codes used for COVID vaccination status used to track people. CDC confirms we talked about this back almost a year ago now. The Z28.310 or something to that effect. I believe that's exactly it for unvaccinated against COVID-19. Why are they tracking us? French protesters overtake headquarters of woke money manager BlackRock. $10 trillion woke money manager BlackRock. Not getting much news play. Yet here we are in America watching and participating in our own demise as demonic conversions and all hell coming through the gates. Steve Quayle. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And I think the title for today's program is pretty telling, and I pray it's compelling. For so long, too many people have seen the world as just basically centered around either the leftovers of the Cold War or the technology war or the financial war. Now we're coming into the point, Doug, where it's all of the above. And I want to remind the Hagman listeners, by the way, glorious resurrection weekend coming up. Our only hope, our only purpose, our only deliverance is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let the lying devils from hell rob you of the joy of the greatest event in history when God rose and allowed Jesus to die for our sins and God raised him from the dead. And the same God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells, the Spirit of God dwells in us, and he won't leave us in the grave either. So I'm excited. I do not use the E word, that everybody uses, Easter. I use Resurrection Week, Resurrection Sunday, because up from the grave he arose. And we forget he's the one that will give us the total victory over all of our foes, F-O-E-S as in enemies. But Doug, I've never seen a more neutered, more pacifistic, apathetic, indifferent response to the murder of the children at the Christian school in Tennessee. And I want people to understand something, and this is what I'm being told in the background. The reason that the ladies' manifesto, its manifesto is not being released, is because it was in response to the greater document that they, the pronoun people, are absolutely planning for the destruction of Christianity. Now, you would say, well, how can just a bunch of people that do that have that kind of funding? We were told less than 2 weeks ago, $90 billion went into Antifa, BLM. And isn't it interesting now watching what's going on? The end of freedom is right. It plays out on television. The end of due process. The Biden crime cartel gets a pass. And, I'm not justifying the former president's love life or lust life. but it is so inconceivably inconceivably transparent that no one would have ever thought this country would come here. And Doug, it's the Christians' fault, but more importantly, yes, you heard me right, it's the pulpit's fault. The pulpits have been neutralized pretty much since the late 60s. After the Jesus movement, the professionals came in and they tried to do a better job than the living God could do through the moving of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you this, anybody who sees this as a physical fight right now, Doug, is absolutely blind to the supernatural evil, the demonic convergence. When Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against his church, he didn't say they're not going to open. So as we're watching the events take place, and today again is April 6, 2023, we're now watching, if you will, the placement and the chess pieces moving for the necessary World War III for the Antichrist to come on the scene. And it's happening all at once. There's no linearity to it. Boy, now I can fit into this world. There's no linearity to it. We're seeing Russia's going to displace American troops in Syria. They're already moving in troops. And I want to make this clear. We were right, Doug, you and I, and you were so gracious to allow me to come on the podcast broadcast with you and talk about Operation Sandman. One by one, or dozens by dozens, people are now saying, well, everybody's abandoning the dollar. Not one of your listeners, not one of my listeners, not one of my subscribers should ever say they weren't warned. And with that warning came the admonition, look, seriously, the day's going to come when you're not going to get gold. And yes, I sell gold. This isn't about me selling gold. It's about telling people that so much money is leaving the banking system. And people have this panaceic denial of reality that once they come into the position that they, meaning the American public, they switch to a digital central bank, digital currency, that everything's going to be hunky-dory. I'm going to tell you this. The American people will not accept the Fed now. They'll try and shove it down our throat. They will not accept the central bank digital currency, and they will not accept whatever the third thing that follows that. For the record, I've been told that the reason the banks aren't closing today at 11:38, we're obviously past that Eastern Standard Time, is because their entire team of people that are trying to get the Fed now software, hardware to sync up, pretty much just walked off. And so now they have a new team and they've got to play catch up. And it's important that people understand this. We're in, and this is my statement, agree or not, we're in the closing pages of America's final breaths. We have the whole world ganged up against us. And multiple years ago, and you got a better memory than I do, Doug, I talked about the time when the entire world would turn against the United States of America, and we would be so contemptuous that, as the prophet Jeremiah spoke, especially in the 8th chapter, we would become a hissing in the nostrils and the nations around us. Even Japan, the BOJ, Bank of Japan, is now working deals where they're trading technology and different advanced electronics for oil. Everybody's trading things of value. Nobody's taking a valueless greenback any longer. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, no, I think you had that had to be a decade ago when you were talking about America being the hissing of the world. It's so you know, thank you for that. Where are we financially? Because we're seeing this rush out of the dollar. We're seeing, we're seeing gold reaching new yearly highs. We're seeing
actually historic highs. Historic highs.
I'm sorry. Yes, correct.
Yes.
And of course, I've been reading about that. I've been reading about the all of the various things taking place. I mean, it's difficult for me to focus on what's really important, to triage the headlines. And I think it's that way for a lot of people. So tell, if you don't mind, tell us what we should really be focused on, again, given the flood of information. And by the way, Donald Trump, the Bragg v. Trump, New York v. Trump, look, it's not just about President Donald Trump. It's about the weaponization of the justice system or the system of injustice against all of the American people. That's just an exhibit of all of that. Go ahead.
Well, I think it is, and I'm on record, and I want to make this clear to people. Years ago, and I set the record straight because there's so many false prophets, and I'm not one. I've never declared myself, but there are so many false prophets and false prophetesses providing, I would say this, hope apart from the reality of the day, that God's going to do this and God's going to do that. Listen, the Bible's very clear. The foundations be destroyed. What can the righteous do? You go back and you read Dmitri Dudeman's vision. At that point, the angel of the living God that was giving him the vision of what it's going to come to when Russia attacks us, he said, God's sick of the sin in the church. But ladies and gentlemen, we put up with that as Christians. Not all, but the majority do. That's why the scripture says, come out from amongst them, be separate, saith the Lord, lest you be a partaker of their sins. The most avoided two names, first of all, the most avoided name in history is Jesus Christ. The second most, this abandoned principle is that God is holy. The third, and this is the hardest one, and this is the bottom line, American Christians do not believe that God has a controversy with the United States of America. There is no God consciousness that is projected out of this country, apart from occasional references. I believe and I acknowledge that there are outposts or outbreaks of God's events. He's moving in the lives of believers. And I'm not going to say anything outside to say, if he's not moving in your life, my life, our lives, then we're going to be taken in, taken over, and taken down. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the point now where we have no ability to defend ourselves as a nation. It really did matter that $100 billion in state-of-the-art military equipment was left in Afghanistan, along with billions of dollars in $100 bills, stacked $100 bills. It really does matter that we pissed away, and I don't make any apologies for that, pissed away another $100 billion in the Ukraine, and that there are political family dynasties in this country reaping billions of dollars, reaping billions of dollars. I totally rebuke and resist and resent the stupidity that they think, maybe they're right, of the average American saying $1 million, that's not a bribe. $1 billion, that's a bribe. And then hearing that all of our military equipment's going out the back door. And I know gun runners have in the past. I just have a lot of understanding in that world. And the thing is that, and I don't run guns for the record, never have, but I'm saying to people, I know the people that do, I know the people that connect with them. And right now, I don't think people understand this, that the world's getting set for war. The meantime, and I want to go right back to the United States of America, right back to the dis-United States of America, and point, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing here in CONUS, the continental United States, to protect us from the Chinese invasion that is coming, that is already here. Our open borders were nothing more than the Trojan horse, and it wasn't a single Trojan horse, as in, obviously, the Trojan War. It's a herd of horses galloping. And it's not just the four horsemen of the apocalypse. They now have a lot of ponies of the apocalypse ready to take us down, take us over. And Doug, it's going to be the end of the United States. Now, I know people that believe, make America great again. My motto from that point was, make America repent again, or God, bring America to repentance. The surrender to the baby butchers, the surrender to the occultists that steal literally hundreds of thousands of children off the street, doing the most horrific things in the world. But we all go along just to get along, because as long as it's not in my backyard, I got to keep my mouth shut. And judging, I want to say this, if I had the time, I don't have the energy, and it's not worth the effort, I would put up a Coward's Chronicle link on my page. I would put the emails I get, both the ones that come from, all of the different mouthpieces for hell, including the orchestrated ones I get from the military, the intelligence community, blah, blah, blah. And it would be telling to people to understand that we have believed the greatest lies in the world. And in the lies, therefore, is our demise. Make sense? The lies have power over you when you give into the power of lies. So when people say, make America great again, are you kidding me? Even that slogan falls short in the eyes of weaponized judicial processes. Alvin Bragg is turning loose all of these people that are, you know, criminals. I think there's 1,001 felons he's turned loose. Sounds interesting. The bottom line is, and yet he's focused pretty much, my guess is when this is said and done, it'll be $500 million on Donald Trump's sexual exploits because they're terrified of him becoming president again. So they have to totally neutralize him. And meanwhile, we've got the biggest criminal consortium cabals running the planet. And this is why it's important. The high technology industry that built, let's say, America since the past, not built America, but expanded upon what our forefathers had built, they all moved to China. So they're in cahoots with China. And so somebody asked me, and maybe you did, where are all the technocrats going? No, it wasn't you, it was somebody else. And I said, they're going to China. Remember all those secret cities? Do you remember those secret cities built, Doug?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Unoccupied cities. Ladies and gentlemen, they've thrown us to the wolves, and that's they've got deals. I mean, you can't help but notice. Now, why would Tim Cook, the president of Apple, be praising China lock, stock, and barrel? Why would all these guys be thinking that China's the answer? Because I want everyone to understand this. The reason that the entire Russian dossier was initiated and weaponized against Donald Trump was because Trump, when he was on the trail of the Democrats and the entire government's betrayal into China's hands. And to quote the Chinese, and it's accurate, they own America. They own America. They own America. They have the title indeed. Now, it's one thing to have a title indeed. It's another thing to perfect that title indeed. But
good point, by the way. That's a very important distinction. It's one thing to own it. It's another thing to perfect it. It's like having a judgment. You can have a judgment. You have to perfect the judgment in order to collect on it. Go ahead.
Well, and I think that where we're at, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end. And look, I want to make this clear. Those of you who accuse me of being traitor, go screw yourselves. I'm sorry to have to be that blunt. I have fought for this country behind the scenes with the people that lay down their lives. And all I'm saying is the country no longer has a foundation from which to operate. And I'm tired of wishy-washy Christians. They say nothing, they do nothing. And I used to have friends like that. I don't have them as friends anymore. The Bible's clear. How can we walk together if we don't agree? You can't have hand in hand with the community that's just wiped out six Christians and think, oh, I'm going to be tolerant. No, they're not. You can be as tolerant as you want. I'll tell you this, tolerance of evil ends up in the person who's tolerant, they end up dead. And so what we've done is we've gone along to get along, and they don't understand the people that possess that mentality. They don't understand that when you go that route, abandoning the faith, abandoning the Bible says, abandoning Jesus, the very Lord that saved them. The bottom line is we are an abandoned nation and we have abandoned our God. The Bible's clear. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. It doesn't say shack up with it. And so ladies and gentlemen, and I use this term, I made it, I can define it. It's circus distracticus. We are watching the United States financial petrodollar be destroyed. And it was an unethical, just and measure to begin with. And to tell the truth now, Doug, you automatically become suspect in the eyes of liars, okay? And the liars are vocal and the truth tellers are silent. So tell me, which one is going to take the preeminence?
That interesting point there. Okay. But I'm going to get back to the petrodollar if I can momentarily here. we are looking at the de-dollarization of the United States, right? I mean, as we see happening right now, many people, I get a lot of emails on this, Steve, asking what's going to happen. We're seeing it happen in real time right now. I don't know why people are asking what's going to happen. I guess I can see that to some point. But you're looking at all of the nations moving to the yuan, the BRICS nations moving to other currencies for oil. It's going to leave the United States powerless. And what's life going to be like in the United States without the dollar being the U.S. reserve, or world's reserve currency?
Doug, we're looking at total mayhem, we're looking at a Mad Max world. And what I don't think people understand is everything that you own, if it's a mortgage, if it's an investment, if it's an annuity, if it's this, if it's that, denominated in U.S. dollars is going to zilch, a nada, zero. The controlled demolition of U.S. dollar behind the scenes has been accelerating for decades. It's not just all of a sudden now. But what's happened is the rest of the world said, we're not going to take petrodollars any longer for our natural resources, whether it's oil, gold, whatever. Whatever natural resources, in essence, what countries would export into the United States that we would import, they're not going to take our dollars anymore. And so what's interesting is that people who are invested in the stock market, people who are invested in bonds, and by the way, bonds, T-bills, bonds, and notes have not sold. No one's buying them from our government. All we're doing is printing more money. And I'm told the money being printed a day, look, take it to the Lord in prayer, $200 billion a day. And this coming Friday, there will be another $1 trillion that has been printed and added in to keep the big banks alive and floating. I think economic collapse, Michael Snyder pointed out that $1.7 trillion. I want people to understand that, how much $1 trillion is. But you see, there's no ability to relate intellectually to what it means to be watching bankruptcy play out before your very eyes in real time. So that's a fancy way of saying everything we have, our money in the banks, okay, the ability to conduct business. We're already watching the biggest corporations in the world know this is coming. And Doug, I'm going to say a couple things, and I want you to respond. We just saw that McDonald's closed their corporate headquarters. We've been warning all of us on talk radio that, you know, I would say been alert and broadcast, podcast, whatever. The point is, we've been talking about just the dire strait of the supply chain when it comes to food. Yep. Now we're hearing it's not just the drought in California, it's the floods. And there are pictures that show you that some of the most productive farmland in the world, of which accounts for 50%, fruits, nuts, and vegetables. And I'm talking not the two-legged kind that are on the West Coast, okay? I'm talking about the produce and the productivity of that. It's all being attacked. Now, why are things like weather wars? I'm going to take a little diversion here. I'll come right back. God bless Dane Wigington. He's been pouring his heart out into this, and I wrote about it, you know, and I was dismissed because, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, now people get to eat the dust or eat the emptiness of the plate because they wouldn't deal with the information they had and apply it to themselves. This is not Doug and Steve's entertainment show. This is a provocation to get people to think, to ponder, and consider. More people are moved by what their kids tell them than why, and I'm talking Christians, than by what the Spirit of the Living God tells them.
Oh, amen, you know, to that. Right? Yeah.
That's a tragic indictment.
Yes.
More people are wanting to get along. A friend of mine, he's a follower of yours and follower of mine. That means he listens to us. He paid a price because his wife and her Christian Bible study were getting together and praying that they might be the first in line to get the vaccine. Now, the man's a man of God, and he's going, there's something wrong with that.
Wow.
And now we're seeing all the evidence. But let me ask you this. Was there any argument that could persuade the majority of the people in the United States not to get the vaccine or to take, you know, to put the face mask on?
No.
In your opinion?
No. And even recently, Piers Morgan appeared on social media holding up a booster card, you know, mass booster card, and proud to get a booster. There's no rational reasoning with these people who believe they're on the side of science, when in fact science has been so bastardized. It blows my mind to think that so many people have fallen into this delusion or under this delusion, Steve.
I think we suffer from delusion and illusion.
Yes.
And I think that the thing that's really so obvious is this. Look at the people, our listeners, you know, God bless you, brothers and sisters, but look at the people on the streets. Every place that you've got festering disease, and now it wasn't enough to have fentanyl, and then you had crank, now you have trank. And I just was told, you know, that you guys, this is zombie dust. Zombie dust, and that's kind of a catch-all term, but in the world of voodoo, and I don't want to go deep into that, I'm just telling people, that's what puts people in a catatonic state, okay? That's what they, you know, zombie ceremonies, they can make somebody fake like they're dead and then bring them back to life. But the point is that they're all Democrat-controlled cities, all of them, yep. Or spineless, cowardly Republicans. And let me ask you this, everybody. You really think that you've got a president standing, a former president standing on trial for some, in my opinion, make-believe hate charges while you've got the biggest criminal enterprises going on? The Italian, not Italian, I stand corrected, the Australian Secret Service put out a list a couple of years ago of all of the political pundits, both right and left, and also Republican and Democrat, that were being paid off by the Chinese, Doug. Remember that?
Yes. Yes,
some
I do.
Some of them were paid $250 million. And, you know, the point being is that getting back to this, we can't beat our way out of a multi-front war. We're provoking Iran. And by the way, Israel's going to find, I'm going to tell you something that's going to happen. This is, you can believe what you want to believe, but when God steps in on Israel's account, won't be in the initial volley when Iran unloads on Israel, because Israel just told America to take a hike. They don't need them. Did you see that article?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So when you underestimate your enemy and you don't read a basic primer on war like Sun Tzu or On War von Clausewitz, this is a standard reading for the military, and then you're more concerned, and I make this statement, you cannot feminize a U.S. military and believe that high heels, a different color lipstick, and a mankini is an anti-ballistic missile shield. You can't say to Russia that's demonstrated their hypersonic missiles or their multiple targeted reentry vehicle Satan 1 and Satan 2 missiles or their Poseidon 100 megaton torpedoes, well, they'll never use them. We, the United States, and God bless Hal Turner, I'm asking everybody to pray for him. You know, he gets a lot of crap. I'm his friend. I will stand up for him. He's my friend. Doug is my friend. But nobody put their, how do I say this carefully, so I'm not so offensive, nobody put their life on the line more than he did when he showed the battle plan that shows NATO and U.S. going into Russia, attacking Russia. That's what the Russians have said all along. The United States is an existential threat. You know, so if I tell the truth, there's one guy who is a, never mind. When you tell the truth to someone who's deceived, they want to kill you in order, read between the lines, they want to kill you in order to not confront their lack of responsibility, and they, more importantly, don't want to be discomfited. In other words, they don't want their comfort messed with. And so when telling the truth, Doug, becomes, let's just say this, problematic, and here's my question to you, because I love throwing these out to you, because it makes you think, it makes me think. Where is there any, outside of local, call to repentance or declaring that God has a controversy with the nation? Everybody, and you know this, 4% of Christians, only 4% of claiming Christians or Christian claimants have a biblical worldview. That means 96% are deceived. And I would say this, if there's only 4%, that have biblical worldview, then that should tell you how small the remnant is. And I want to make it clear at this, because we're going into resurrection, you know, Sunday, we're at the most amazing time period in the history of mankind. Why should I do? And I've asked the Lord this, why, Lord, any longer is it even necessary to warn and stuff? And here's the deal. We're doing it because we're fighting for the few last souls, literally. Literally. God tells the parable. He'll leave the flock to go for the black sheep. You and I, Doug, and we're black sheep. I am. I won't put you in that category. I'll reach out to the black sheep. I have no time for orchestrated, organized religion. I have no time for pomp and splendor. I have no time for this, that, or the other thing. I have time for Jesus, because the only way people are going to able to overcome and go through this is through the person Jesus Christ. I make no apologies. Jesus is the resurrection. You're watching death, brothers and sisters, all over you. And if you don't think there's death, just go watch. You can go on YouTube and watch all the people shooting up the drug dealers. And then I believe that story, Doug, that you saw. Canada, Fidel's, illegitimate son is going to Trudeau. He's going to do it. The bottom line is, and that's my opinion, he's going to open up heroin and hard drugs to children.
I saw that. I spoke about that yesterday. Actually, think about that. Legalize hard drugs, provide them with a, quote, safe environment to shoot up and to do whatever they do to get high. I don't know a quicker way to take down a country than that.
Well, and let's just call it what it is. The disconnect in all events taking place is a genocide of the human race. The disconnect in all contemporary Christian thinking is they don't understand that God's serious when the Bible says, look, I can read the word of God. Children are the heritage of the Lord. You know what? I maintain those who claim they are Christians, if they don't fight for the rights of the unborn, if they don't fight for Trudeau's, in my opinion, insane. But he's also Klaus Schwab's, in my opinion, lapdog.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the people telling you they're going to kill you. These are the people that are sexually mutilating your children. These are the people that gender confusion. You tell me six women with breasts and female plumbing can't define what a woman is? Or some prime minister in New Zealand can't even, the male one, can't even tell you what a man is? I mean, you know, look, Doug, here's the thing. I don't believe that at this time in history, passivity is something that can be even,
considered?
Yep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a question for you. I've been saving this all week. You and I haven't spoke before the show about this, so I'm going to spring this on you. Because all week, we've been talking about the state of the United States of America, where we're at. And I've been watching comments on our channel. I've been getting emails from listeners and viewers, and this is fine. I love the comments. I love the emails, regardless. I mean, as long as they're, rational. Okay, so here's the issue. I'm going to ask you the question. People are saying America is done. America is no more. America is over. As you know it, as we knew it, America is gone. So the only thing you can do is pray. Now, okay, my question to you is, now I agree with that, okay? We have to pray. We have to get on our knees, repent, ask for forgiveness, and pray. But we are in this world. Is there anything else? What do we need to do? Although this is a spiritual battle, as you pointed out, demonic convergence, all hell coming through the gates. What do we do? Because God gave us life to live in this world, not be of this world, but live in this world. What do we do? How do we fight?
We fight, first of all, there'll be people who are called literally to fight, okay, at the time. Everybody's going to have to make a choice at the point where if they're coming through your front door or whatever, you're going to have to do what's doing. But see, now I want to make this clear. The two most effective movements against the, if you will, whether it was the British government with Gandhi, whether it was with the pre-civil rights movement of Martin Luther King, it was nonviolence. Okay. Now that was a different time and a different place. I want people to understand that. That was a long time ago. But one thing that the Bible's very clear on is that, and I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer made the statement. Now he it cost him his life. He was martyred. But silence in the face of evil, you quote it, you know, is evil itself. If the Bible says with our heart we believe unto righteousness and our mouth is with our mouth confession is made unto salvation, where is the confession of Jesus Christ? This is what I want to share. He is the preservation, Doug. So I believe in this. I mean, I love Greg Evenson. I think about him being in heaven, and I think about one of the greatest images I have of Greg, okay? And I'll share this with you. And Greg was at one of our, I think it was a Whitestone conference, and he held his Bible in one hand and his 45 on the other and put him on the, I think we had a podium. I think you were there.
That was at Whitestone. Yeah.
Yep, Whitestone. And so, ladies and gentlemen, okay, no threat is intimidating. But he said, this is for dealing with what I have to deal with in the spiritual. This, and Greg was a decorated highway patrolman. This is for what I got to deal with in the world of evil humans. This man loved God. If you've never heard Greg sing, I mean, that man, I miss him, okay? I truly miss him. But he was a man's man. And he was the real thing. And we've lost so many men's men, Doug. Russ Dizdar. I think about Russ, this is no exaggeration. I still have his phone number on my cell phone. I still have the last text he sent to me. But you knew Russ, man, that guy was fearless. So where is the fear of the Lord that motivated Greg Evenson, that motivated Russ Dizdar, and all the other people that have gone to be with the Lord? Where is it? Where are they? So when you ask me physically what to do, I'm saying this. You start testifying. If you know Jesus, you don't back down. You start praying imprecatory prayer, not wimpy prayers, okay? Wimpy prayer. And I'm not making fun of the Lord. I'm making fun of people. Here's a good example, wimpy prayer. And it's a joke kind of thing, but scrub-a-dub-dub, thank you for the grub, Jesus, kind of in place of a heartfelt gratefulness for the food we have on our plates. Give us this day our daily bread will take on more importance in the following years. Whether I'm here, whether you're here, Doug, we're gone, we're with our friends in heaven or whatever, in the presence of Jesus Christ. But to answer your question specifically, you need to begin to take a stand for righteousness, because when you take a stand for Jesus, he'll stand for you. And that's why Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's on the left hand. On the right hand, Peter did have a sword and did cut the guy's ear off in the Garden of Gethsemane. Paul carried a sword. How do I say this? I can't say it that way. The mental emasculation of the American Christian male is ongoing. The feminization of the American Christian male, in my opinion, is accelerating. The cowardice, and there's a reason why Jesus said this. The fearful, the cowards go into the lake of fire. I don't know how many emails you get, but don't you get, Doug, the ones that say, don't use my name, don't do this, don't do that. And as a point of reference, I never use anybody's name,
right?
But I hold those who will, you know, use some silly name, or they think because they're using a VOIP, voice over internet protocol or something, that there aren't people that can track them down. The point is that we're at this time where I look at Arlington. I literally, when I was 12 years old, 14 years, 12 or 14, I was on the beaches of Normandy, Utah Beach, where the longest day took place. I saw the cemeteries. I saw the price that men during the Normandy invasion were willing to, it made an indelible imprint on my life. You know, so that's 49 years ago, 59 years ago, whatever. So the thing is that we're at this point now where there's very few people. No, let me throw it back on you. Very few people that will stand with you as you stand against evil. The further, I'll call this Quayle's Maxim. The more you stand against evil, the more people that you call friend or they called you friend will disappear.
Loyalty is gone. Or I should say loyalty is a disappearing thing right now. Right. And I see that. You see it. It's been happening for a while, but now it's happening in spades. And the thing about this is, when we see evil, and this is, here's what I believe. I believe that we have to be proactive against the evil that's before us. People are, they self-censor. They say, I don't care what they say. My view is this. We have to take a hard stand against the trans perverse community that are perverting our children. That are adversely impacting our children. We have to, I mean, whatever it takes. I don't know if, Steve, this is me talking now, okay? And this is an intellectual discussion to those listening, but the way I feel about this is, if necessary, we have to actually get physical against those who want to harm our children.
And, absolutely.
Okay.
Look at the brave cops. God bless them in Tennessee. If they hadn't done what Uvalde didn't do, there'd be more bodies. And God bless those men. But you see, here's the deal, too. Do you know what's interesting? I was watching the posturing. Those guys had good training. God bless each and every one of them. But they had good. They didn't wait for SWAT team backup. And Steve, bite your tongue. They went in because they had one goal, to protect the lives. We have to have that same tenacity. We have to say, I'm not going to let them mutilate my kids. I'm not going to let them say this. They're basically saying, and I won't even use the language because it's so disgusting, the things they say about Jesus,
Right.
But let one of those things come at me, and I'm just going to pray, God, when that day comes, if that day comes, let me be faster than they are. I'm serious, because here's the thing you're saying. We have not shed blood, as the book of Hebrews said, shed. And it's talking about our own, laying down our lives, to stop evil. We're just giving in to it. So that's why the manifesto, Doug, if you can say this better than I can, that's why the shooter in Tennessee's personal manifesto isn't being released, because it is so, I'm told, and by the way, they're telling me, my sources are saying, they're going to try and write this, Steve, but I'll tell you this, the minute they publish theirs, we'll publish the real ones. I don't have access to it. Brother, if I had access to it, you would have it on your screen right now, and so would I. But they're, Doug, please help me to say this. They're targeting Christians. They're going to go after the easy targets first. It's going to be Christian schools. It's going to be Christian daycare centers. They're going to go after any place that there's a public expression. Now, they're not even going to mess with the ones that have already compromised. But I want people to understand this, that you fight them, And again, woe unto those who call evil good and good evil. I think it was Isaiah the prophet said that. But that's where we're at. We're in a nation. We've become a nation that's totally given over, in my opinion, to the seductive, self-destructive, demonic intervention. We've become Mystery Babylon. We always were, but now it's being evident. A habitation of devils and every unclean spirit. And that's why the title of today's show is what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus talked about the gates of hell. He's not a metaphor speaking savior. He's telling us exactly how it's going to be. And this is something interesting, Doug. How many people, and maybe you don't, if you're like me, you don't relate to anybody outside of email, and I just don't hang with anybody, I say, the people you want to hang with, you'll probably end up at the end of a rope with, So I don't hang with anybody. But the point is that how many people do you know whose passion, whose hatred for evil, what the fear of the Lord is? The Bible, listen to you guys, I'm sorry, this is true. I'm not sorry for the statement of the Bible, but to hate evil is the fear of the Lord. The Bible says God is angry with the sinner all day long. They're taking the initiative. They, the LGBTQ pronoun people, they, the communists, and by the way, when Russia, and you're going to hear me right, and China take over their respective parts of the United States, You know who the first people they're going to whack is? The LGBTQXYZ people.
Well, I can't say I blame them, but okay, yeah. Go on.
No. I understand, but it's the same thing with the homosexuals. You know, our United States State Department gayificated, okay, that's a new coil word, gayificated the entire ambassadorial presence around the world.
Yes.
And we did. They were more happy with the gay flag than they were with the American flag. And I forget which country, but one of the African presidents called it out like it was.
Oh, yeah. But
everybody, listen, if you're politically correct, you're damned. How's that?
There you go. And what you said, you know, God's issue with the United States, we export infanticide. We export that perversion of the LGBT sandwich crap, okay? Interesting point that you brought up earlier. I'll bring it up again. That shooter in the Christian school, that female, biological female, That's what she was, that she went in there and killed 6 Christians, 3 children, 3 adults. The left, the communist left, the satanic left, holding up 7, not 6, but 7 figures, making that shooter a victim. How dare these sons of bitches on television, these Rachel Maddows and these MSNBC and CNN, these bastards, how dare they make that creature, that demonically motivated, perverse
entity,
how dare they make that into a victim? And to them, I hope, and I say this, I hope, may God damn them, okay, for doing so. But it's our job, I think, right now to push back against these people and say, you know what? Yeah, God has an issue with us. Why? I think in part because we're not fighting back. We're saying, okay, yeah, you know, I don't want to, so, but I'm tired of this. Because I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to let my grandchildren inherit this mess. I'm not going to let her think, my granddaughter think, my grandson think, that this is all normal. It's not. It's a perversion, and I think it's abhorrent to God. So anyway, go ahead.
It is, and you're right. And, you know, some people take offense more with words than 6 lives snuffed out by people than make themselves a victim. So whatever her name is, KJP, the spokeswoman for the White House, made the statement that, well, they can't really judge if it was a hate crime or not. And I put on my front page, if it was a group of lesbians that was murdered, I'm sure it would be considered a hate crime. There is no justice. Can I tell people this? If they understand, there is no justice in the land. There is no equal justice under the law. And what happens? And I think, Doug, that's why you and I have been friends for so long. And ladies and gentlemen, Doug was put his life on the line when I had a lot of people wanting to take me out and my family. But I think that a lot of people think, I'm just going to go into the camps and be a witness for Jesus. You have no idea what they've got planned. And I will, by the grace of God, as long as I'm on earth, speak out, stand up. And again, I won't tell people what I do, because there's a lot of people that try and bait me to get me to say things that, you know, I have a clear conscience. I believe that each man has to have a breakthrough, and each woman with a living God, because while a lot of people, you know, I hear this all the time, well, I'll let my kids deal with that. And I say, you cowardly.
Wow.
Fill in the blank. Yeah. You're relegating and delegating not only your children but your grandchildren to such horrific things. The country that gave you the right to even live, to be where you're at this point or station in life, and you're saying you're just going to throw your kids on that trash heap of hell? And again, the how do I say this? People have no idea of the debauchery and the slaughter that's coming. I'm not trying to tell ghost stories. I'm not trying, but you know. It's stand up and man up, because I'm not saying do any of this in our own power. I'm not saying do any of this in anger. I'm saying do what God said, be the salt of the earth. And for the record, you guys, I think we should have a sermon, Road Mix Cafe, okay? We're a smorgasbord of cowards. You can pick your one. Oh, there's a religious coward. Oh, you know, God knows my heart. Here's a hyper-religious person. Oh, God will move all things in eternity, you know? And the guy said, don't you understand? You guys are standing on a highway with salt. That's lost its savor. That's what that scripture means. And multiple semis are coming. And you think you got time to take one or two steps out of the way, and you don't. So the thing is, you step off of that roadkill cafe, or the roadkill to, I would say this, eternal damnation. But Doug, there is no righteous indignation. Now, there's a difference, and I know there's a difference between godly indignation, and there is a difference where the scripture says you can be angry and sin not. Right. I know there's personal anger that, that's another issue.
Right.
But if people are not jealous for the name of the Lord Jesus, if they won't speak the name of Jesus, and I mean this, I've heard people say, well, I accepted Jesus. I said, you're damned. They said, what? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? I said, you're telling me your salvation is based on you acknowledging that you asked Jesus at some point in your heart? Now, if they're still walking, that's a different story. I said, but what about Jesus said, many will come to him in that day saying, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? And he says, depart from me, ye who work lawlessness. I never knew you. The point of Christianity, does God know us? And if he does, our names are written in the book of life. If he doesn't, and you don't know him, and he doesn't know you, your life, it's like this, a vapor of smoke.
Christianity is supposed to be a participatory sport, or a participatory act. I shouldn't say sport, but act, right? I mean, you have to participate. Not just once, God come into my life, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and then go to the casino and, put it all in black or whatever. But you've got to work it, act it every single day, and pray, repent, and ask for guidance and be obedient, right? I mean,
And again, here's the thing. I know and have seen, and I understand why, and this is why when I post the prophecies on my website, I know this. Until a person gets the clearance from God to speak the word that God has given to them, and I'm talking about Believe Acts 2, Linda Hash, I don't put them up. I won't put up any of the nonsense stuff. But may I, how many minutes do we have, Doug?
We've got about six.
Okay. May I read this? It just came in from Hal Turner. Sure, it's that important. It's because Russian deputy minister, foreign minister, United States has escalated past Cold War and is now in hot hybrid war with Russia. I'll just read two paragraphs. The United States is playing with fire and engaged in a hot hybrid war with Russia, having already graduated from a Cold War stage, a Russian government minister has claimed. Even so far as going to blame the U.S. for rising nuclear tension, that's a true statement. The new Cold War is already over, according to Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov, who said, accusing the United States of playing with fire by pushing the world toward nuclear war that Russia insists they want to avoid. Now, let me share this. Ladies and gentlemen, all of my broadcast life, I've been in the preparedness business. This isn't a sales pitch. And I've dealt with the nuclear war policies of both Russia and China, primarily from a civil defense standpoint. And 38 years ago, that's a real date, I wrote, any country that can shield its civilian population from an initial first strike or a retaliatory nuclear strike has already won nuclear war or World War III. Both Russia and China can pretty much do that, Russia more so than China. So, Doug, we're talking so cavalierly, not you and I, but the world's talking cavalierly about nuclear war as being like something you brush your teeth with. I don't think people understand this. The motive behind everything you see is Lucifer. Lucifer is controlling everybody moving in place. It is Lucifer and the Luciferians we have in our government. And And Klaus Schwab, the slob, he says half of the world's governments are under his control. Well, you got it to the north of us in, Fidel's a child, and you've got it all over the world, ladies and gentlemen. But more importantly, we now have it in the slaughterhouse. And Doug, I wish I would have stuck with my statement. You will see, ladies and gentlemen, the fulfillment of this word, because it's real. You will see the destruction, if you're alive, of Washington, D.C., because Washington and New York are two of the first primary targets that the Russians told the U.S. are going to hit. Hypersonic missiles have no time lapse, 90 seconds. Everything that the Russians do. Now, look, I'm not pro-Russia, but I am pro-Western civilization. I am pro-family. Interesting. I am pro-Christianity. And it's interesting to me that the people that are pushing this horrific LGBTQ war on us, along with racial strife and envy and the assimilation and the replacement of Americans by anybody and everybody, that should cause people to be upset. But Doug, the question is, how will people respond to this podcast or broadcast in making a personal commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ? You know what? I've got to start being the salt of the earth. I've got to start being the light of the world. I'll leave that open-ended. Only God knows that. But I can tell you this, there is no deliverance for the United States as a nation. There is only deliverance for individuals and believers, because America is being judged and there is no possibility of bringing it back, because we're passed unto judgment. We have to be taken off the scene. We're mystery Babylon. What do you want to argue with that? I don't care. And go ahead and listen to those people that just say, oh, things are going to be okay. You know, we've been through it before. If you're listening to those people, you know, you might as well just go sit under a still and drink some really good, moonshine, because you're just out of control and out of touch. So, Doug, thank you again for letting us come on. I want to just say this to him. Listen, Jesus is the resurrection. It is a process of life over to death, but it is He, the Lord Jesus Christ. Give your hearts to Jesus while there's time. Say, Lord, I'm tired of living my life my way. Come into my heart, be my Lord and Savior, and take dominion over me. And then, ladies and gentlemen, start asking God to reveal Himself to you in a mighty way. Get a Bible and read the Gospel of John. Go online, since most people are listening to us online, and go to Bible Gateway and read the Amplified Bible in the Gospel of John. Because Amen. You'll find out there's peace. And the only place there's going to be peace, in my opinion, is with the Prince of Peace. And that's in our hearts before He literally comes back to earth.
And I almost hate to say anything after that, because that was such sage advice. But I find myself into a new, I used to wake up very, very, very early in the morning and do research and such. I still do that. But before I do that, the one thing I do is I pick up my physical Bible and I spend time reading that Bible. And that has changed my perspective on so much. And changed me so much. And with you saying, hey, look, you know, ask God to come into your life, guide your steps, surrender your heart to God, and know that the only way to salvation is through God, that we're not going to rebuild the nation as it once was, but we can rebuild within ourselves through the works of Jesus Christ, especially on this such a holy occasion. And what you said earlier, just want to add this. You know, how many people know that Finland joined NATO, 2 days ago, making Russia, that wall against Russia, even worse than the Russian-Cuban missile crisis was to the United States. So what Steve said earlier was something. But Steve, thank you very much. I think it touched the hearts of many. It touched my heart, and I appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Doug. God bless everybody. And keep in mind that Jesus is our life. And in Him, we live and move and have our being. And He's the only one that can take us through what we're going to have to go through. Bye, Doug.
Thank you. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. My good friend, my brother, folks, a more genuine man you'll never find. a more loyal man you'll never find, and a more godly man, in my view, you'll never find. And I appreciate him. I appreciate all he's done for me personally, me professionally, this platform. And you know what? If I can, by extension, thank him on behalf of all of you who have been touched by his words and just touched by his words. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for your belief and trust in us. May God bless each and every one of you. Till tomorrow.